All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, and rest, and liberation for Black women. Today's going to be a quick little episode, y'all, because I wanted to give you an update on where I have been. So this is kind of like a catch-you-up episode, okay? So if you are not in the mood to hear all the stories and the updates, I'm just giving you warning in advance because y'all know I love to talk, but I'm going to give you information or just the tea, I guess, on where I've been, what I've been doing, and why I had to take a long pause from Brown Girl Self-Care for the podcast. So you were getting these replay episodes for the last couple of months. So let's go ahead and jump right on into it. So I don't know if you follow along on, I'm on Threads now, y'all. Look at me, popping my collar. I'm on Threads. I've been there for a couple of months now. And it's at Brown Girl Self-Care. I'm at Brown Girl Self-Care on Instagram, Facebook, Threads. And YouTube. YouTube content coming very, very soon. And so I have been just sharing a little bit of this journey of where I have been. Just kind of like sprinkled in for this move that I'm making. I am making this move to Arkansas. I've been talking about this move probably for like the last, maybe 6 months to a year, kind of like here and there, letting you know that this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. Well, it's happening. It's happening. 2025 for me is definitely going to be a year of newness, like new chapters, new eras, just all the new things. And with this new stuff, I have come to learn or realize that with newness, sometimes there's going to be a little bit of grief in there, a grief of what you're releasing and letting go of. And as much as a lot of us say, including me, like I'm raising my hand, as much as a lot of us say that we're not attached to our things, a lot of times we really are. A lot of times we really are. So I'll talk about that too. So yeah, this move, where I have been, has been directly tied into this move to Arkansas. I don't know if you believe me or not when I said I was going to do this, but the time has literally come. As of when you hear this episode, I will be moving out the week of this episode, however you explain it. When you hear this, if you listen to it at the beginning of the week or the end of the week of, February 3rd, 2025, that is the week, that'll be my last week in California. And I have been in California my entire life. I am almost 50 years old. So let's just go with 50. Let's just round it up. For the last 50 years, I have been a resident of California. I was born in California. I was raised in California, Inglewood, 310, whoop, whoop, West Side, like all that. And it feels scary to leave behind what has been a part of my identity for my entire life. But you know, sometimes, or probably every time, just so you know, because I know that for a lot of you, this year is going to be about growth and releasing. A lot of times we have to be okay with letting go so that we can step into our next. But knowing this doesn't mean that it's just automatically going to be easy. Doesn't mean that it's going to be easy to release and let go and move on from something that has been a part of your identity for maybe your entire life, as in my case, or even if it's the last, decade or 5 years, even 1 year. A lot of times we get attached to these things that make us who we are, so that when it's time to let go, it just feels scary and it feels hard. Now, don't get me wrong. There is some excitement in this, and there is a sense of relief in this for a few reasons. And I feel this sense of joy and liberation, but also it's like, and like, I'm feeling these amazing things. I'm excited about the future. And I am also giving myself space to grieve everything that I am letting go of. And again, as it pertains to my identity, the things that I own, I didn't realize, because for the last few years, I've said that I'm minimal-ish, because for a very long part of my life, I was just buying stuff, like just out of control buying stuff. Knowing on a conscious level what I was doing, but on a subconscious level, I didn't realize just how deep it went with the things that I was buying and my spending habits and what I was allowing my trauma to say about me, what I was allowing myself to believe about myself based on my trauma, that I wasn't worthy, not good enough. I would say some of the most terrible things to myself, y'all. And that's not what this episode is about, but I've talked about it before. But I would say, like, just think of some of the things that maybe your own worst enemy would say to you. If you guys had beef and you're about to battle or something. And those are the kind of things that I would say to myself. And I said those things to myself for a very long time. Those things have been ingrained in me and a part of the healing work that I have needed to do, that I'm still doing. I am still doing. I have to stress that I am still every single opportunity, every single day, like the work, it needs to work. This is not just a one and done for me, because my trauma is so deeply ingrained in my family, in my legacy, in my heritage, in my DNA. The trauma is so ingrained in who I am that it's not, you know, something that I can just breeze on by and things will be okay. Unfortunately, that's just not how it works for me. So I was buying these things on a subconscious level, not really being self-aware or aware of a lot of the reasons why I was doing these things, even though, again, maybe in the last 5-10 years, I guess, I started making this journey to being more intentional about what I was buying and not buying. Well, I'm still buying stuff, but being intentional and really just latching on to this idea of not necessarily having so much stuff, you know. But again, when it's a part of who you are and it's a part of your identity, it's not just an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to stop. Those messages that are on a loop in my mind, subconsciously, that tell me I'm not good enough, that I'm not worthy, I'm never going to have anything. I have a huge, or I should say I had a huge scarcity mindset. And that's still something that I struggle with. It isn't like it was before. Gosh darn, it is definitely not. But it's still there because, again, this is like, you know, 40, 45 years of just the same loops and cycles and messages. When you grew up as a child who didn't have anything, or everything was just like limited, or you didn't know if there was going to be enough to go around, or if there was going to be something for you the next day, you just kind of get into this rhythm that there's nothing available to you. Everything's hard. I'm not abundant. I got to fight for everything. I got to, you know, spend all my money now because I don't know if I'm going to have it tomorrow. Like that kind of loop playing on a subconscious level. But so I have been away because I'm just preparing for this move. That's the tea. That's the big deal. That's the reason why I haven't really been able to record a podcast for the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast. And on top of that, I was on sabbatical anyway. So the timing just happened to align in such a way that it just made sense. I got to the place where I didn't want to just create just to create, just to push out. I've done that before with the podcast.
I don't want to operate that way anymore, because that to me is not in alignment with who I want to be as a person, who I want to be as a content creator, who I want to be as a, you know, being in community with other Black women. If you want to call it being a community builder, I don't know. But just being in community with other Black women and the goals that I have for me and for us, I don't want to just push stuff out just to do it. It doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't sit well with me. And when I do that, I'm really operating again from a place of scarcity. I'm operating from a place really of just productivity, like capitalism, saying I got to do all the things, show up all the time. There's no space for me to give myself grace to take a break, to slow down, to rest, to not be in hustle mode, to not be in content creation mode on a regular basis. And I was seeing that I was going towards burnout. You would think that with, like, quote unquote, just a podcast, it's simple enough, especially since this podcast is not heavily edited or anything like that. But it's energy, it's labor, it's bandwidth, it's processing, it's emotions, it's feelings, it's thoughts, it's you know, all the things. And it isn't easy. It isn't easy. And so I intentionally took that time away because I did not want to burn myself out. I refuse. I want to do the things that are in alignment and integrity with the person, the woman that I am becoming and that I want to become. The woman that can sit before you and say, hey, I don't have all the answers, but these are some of the things that I've done, or some of the things I've gone through, or some of the things I'm currently walking out, or this is how I feel right now, as a way to be like, in other words, I'm going to take your hand, girl, and we're going to do this together kind of thing, you know, or just kind of like sharing what I've learned along the way about myself, about life, about these systems and how they need you to perform for them to be upheld. I just needed to take a break from that. Because if I didn't, I did not feel like I was going to be in a direction that was in alignment with my values. And again, the walk that I walk and the talk that I try to talk. And it's not to say that I need to walk and talk these things perfectly, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to be the person that embodies, not perfectly, never perfectly, but embodies what brown girl self-care represents, what I started for in the first place. So yeah, so I've been away and I've been preparing for this move mentally, physically. Speaking of physically, like, my house right now is a mess. Some of you are going to be moving this year, next year, over the next 4 years, because maybe, well, first of all, we know what is happening right now in the United States. We know who our president is. We know that the elite and the rich and the billionaires are in control of this country, as far as like the rules, the laws, you know, that kind of thing, the executive orders that are being signed into place right now. And some of us are going to be moving from state to state, from city to city, out of the country. Some of us are going to be leaving out of the U.S. And so with that said, it does take a certain sense of preparation for a lot of us, not all of us. But if you're like me, it does take a certain sense of preparation to be able to release not only your things physically, but to make room for this newness and make room for this new version of yourself that you are becoming by entering this new chapter and doing it from a place of not necessarily fear. Even though it can be scary. You know, sometimes new things that are outside of the norm or routine, it can feel scary, or you can feel a little anxious behind it, right? We have emotions for a reason. But doing so from a place of tapping into that freedom, tapping into that liberation, tapping into that self-worth, tapping into that sense of community and self-love and abundance and all that stuff. And speaking of abundance, I have had to rethink what abundance is for me currently. So this is one of the ways that I know that I am shifting and changing and evolving and blooming. Same for you. what I considered abundance maybe 5 years ago or 10 years ago, I no longer necessarily consider that as abundance for me currently now in February of 2025. So I've really had to, with this move, make space for who I am becoming. And I swear it feels like every few episodes or every few months, I'm just like, okay, now you're listening to Bree version 5.611, or now you're listening to Bree version 2.175 or whatever. But I swear it feels like when you're entering a new season, when you're entering a new chapter, you do kind of like step up and enter this new version of yourself. And so I always try to remember to look back at the older version of me, even if it was just a few days ago or a few weeks ago, girl. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. And just do so from a place of gratitude. Like, wow, girl, you really just held me up. You really just went through some things. You really supported me and allowed me to get to this place where I am now. And I'm just so thankful, as weird as it may sound, kind of like talking about yourself in the third person, but it's just like, I'm so thankful for that version of myself, even from last year, when I made the decision to even say, I'm going to have the courage to let go of everything and move to Arkansas and take this journey. So in case you don't know why I'm doing this, and I know I talked about this before too, but I realize not everyone has really even listened to a podcast episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. But I am moving to Arkansas to be in community with my sister friend. Her name is Yolanda, and she's the founder of Parenting Decolonized. And she has secured some land for us in central Arkansas. And we are going to be living on the land, sustainable living, and ultimately building out a space of support for Black women. We have this whole program in mind. And so you're going to start seeing updates. Actually, if you want to follow along, and if you have your phone open or next to you, you can go to facebook.com/wildandfreefamilyfarm. I'll say that again. On Facebook, probably Instagram too, but it's Wild and Free Family Farm. So that is where you'll be able to see us together with updates. You'll see her on the page for now because she primarily does the social media. You know I'm not good. I don't even want to talk about social media. But she started the page probably like a year or two ago. I'm not even sure, when she had this whole vision of starting the farm, and then she secured the land. And so you'll see her and probably her daughter on there as well. Not sure. But once I move, I'm going to be obviously there as well. We're going to be sharing our journey because we're going to be living in RVs initially. I did get an apartment in Arkansas, and I have a lease for 12 or 13 months. I'm very excited about that, but also nervous. And I'll tell you why after this. But during this next 12, 13 months, we will be securing RVs for ourselves. We're going to be fixing them up. We're going to be building shit, growing food for ourselves, which is very, very important, especially now more than ever. Like, the timing on this could not be more perfect, especially for me, because I'm not a gardener. I haven't really gardened. I haven't really grown a lot of food. She has. Her skill set is much different than mine. But I'm going to be learning these things. I'm going to be learning how to garden. I'm going to be learning how to can, and, you know, we'll be making fresh foods and breads, and I know how to bake bread and, you know, different things. I'm learning how to crochet. She says she wants to learn how to sew, and we're doing these things now for us initially, just so we can get kind of like our foundation set. But ultimately the goal, y'all, is for us to build out a community for single Black moms and their children. So we're looking at, you know, having doulas. We're looking at having a food fridge or donating to a food fridge. We're probably going to have like a little book library where you take a book, leave a book or something like that, especially for like the kids. We're going to obviously be growing food. We're going to need help in different areas to bring this vision to life of food sovereignty and safety for Black mothers, single Black mothers and their children. I keep wanting to say babies, but when I say babies, I didn't want you to get the impression that I was talking about, you know, infants. I always call Black children babies. I guess that's the older. I'm getting older, y'all. So all the kids is a baby to me. But children. That's the goal. And so we've actually done some progress. Like the land, most of it is cleared. We have fencing going up and, you know, just different things like that. But this next year is going to be intense because we're going to actually be working the land over the next year or two and seeing just what grows where and how does it grow and where do we want things to be and how do we want this to run. We're just getting it all dialed in. So that when the time is right in the next probably somewhere starting in 2026, we'll be able to start offering some programs for single Black moms and their children. So I'm very excited about that. And I said I was going to come back to something, but I forgot it. I'm doing this all with no notes and just speaking from top of mind. So if it comes back to me, then I will circle back to it. But okay, so I realized that I'm the last person on the planet to wear Skims. I tried the Fits Everybody collection recently, and I fell in love with the crossover bra and boy short. I'm not going to lie to you. When I got the package, I thought, there is zero chance that these things are going to fit me or be comfortable. But I was so wrong, y'all. They are stretchy, but somehow magically still form-fitting. And then the fabric is lightweight and so buttery soft. Oh my gosh, you almost forget that you're wearing them. Now, if you want to tap into some coziness, try this. Take a shower, moisturize your skin, and then slip on your Skims from the Fits Everybody collection under some cozy PJs. Girl, you will love it. I got mine in cocoa, but they have so many beautiful skin tone shades to choose from. You cannot go wrong with a color. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com and Skims stores. After you place your order, be sure to let them know the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select this show in the drop-down menu that follows. And if you're looking for the perfect gift for your Valentine or for yourself, Skims just launched their best Valentine's shop ever, available in sizes for women, men, and kids. Does it feel like your hormones are all over the place? If so, trust me, I get it because lately I've been dealing with the hot flashes, the exhaustion, and even an unpredictable cycle, and it's been tough. And with over 1,000 hormone disruptors hiding in our food, hiding in our water, and even our skincare, it's no wonder so many of us feel out of balance. That's why I'm really excited about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth. This formula is made with plant-based adaptogens, herbal ingredients that help your body adjust and maintain optimal hormone levels. It's perfect for easing symptoms like mild mood swings, occasional bloating, and even those dreaded hot flashes. Hormone Harmony is a huge deal. One bottle is sold every 24 seconds, and women online are raving about how it helps them feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today. Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, wonderful pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. You know, it has been hard. If you are someone who has never needed to basically just leave all your things behind, this may or may not really resonate with you. But for those of us that either you bounced around from place to place in your home from a kid or a teenager or whatever. Maybe your parents didn't have access to the resources and they couldn't afford to pay rent. So you were always getting evicted, or you bounced around from home to home, or, you know, just things like that. Or you never really had a lot, right? You may have been lucky to have a bed and a pair of shoes or something. I don't really know. But like, if you've never had to, or you've never been in a position where you had to make a choice. Speaking for myself now, because it wasn't a choice for children, obviously, but speaking for myself, if you've never been in a place where you had to make a choice of either doing something that could just really be for the better good of not only yourself, but also for your village, your community, or you stay behind and you hold on to all your stuff, like you have a decision to make. And so obviously I made the decision to just move forward, but I am leaving. I'm literally leaving. When I tell you that I'm leaving everything, and by leaving, I mean, I've gotten rid of it. It's junked, donated, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm literally getting rid of 95% of our stuff. My daughter is coming as well. And I'm getting rid of like 95% of my stuff. And it's scary, and it's a lot. It's a little overwhelming, because the stuff that I had, as much as I told myself that I wasn't really attached to it, and I'm not attached to a lot of these things, but when it's time for you to start getting out the trash bags, calling to see where you can donate things, you know, when it's time for you to get into the process of doing a major release, you really start to see what your true beliefs are at your core. Like what those beliefs are. And I had decluttered here and there along the way, getting rid of stuff at the beginning of the year, spring cleaning and this and that. And I'm thankful that I did, because it'd probably be much, much worse. But you just don't realize how much stuff you have until it's time to get rid of all that shit. Excuse my French. You just don't realize how much stuff you have. You just don't realize how much stuff you are attached to until that option to have it is, for whatever reason, is no longer available. And all that stuff that sat that you didn't really even pay attention to, all those things you overpurchased and spent money on that sat in the closet for years, as soon as that trunk, that trash bag comes out of that dumpster, or it's time to pack, box some stuff, as soon as it's time to let go of some things, you see just how attached to things a lot of us really are. And there's no shame in that. Again, we live in a society, I don't think I said this, but we live in a society where the stuff you have makes it mean something about you. Like, you amass a lot of stuff, that means something about you. If you don't have a lot of stuff, it means something about you. Or we let it mean something about us. And the society makes it mean something about us. Someone that doesn't have a lot of stuff, okay, they're either, in society's eyes, they're crazy, or they're homeless, or they're broke, or they're destitute, or they're struggling, or they're not good enough, or they raggedy. Like, it just means all these. Imagine that. Like, not having a lot of stuff, a lot of times, that's what it equals. Versus having a lot of stuff, okay, for all intents and purposes, means that you are worth something. You doing something with your life. You're fantastic. You're amazing. You're a beast. You hustled. You grinded. You went for the American dream. You're a boss. You're a boss chick. You're so luxurious. You're like all these things that our stuff relays to the world. And yeah, it's just like you never realize how much stuff you have and all the grieving you're going to do until it is time to give away stuff or get rid of stuff that you ain't touched in years. You ain't touched in years. And this has happened to me so many times over the course of the last few weeks. Now, I live in an upstairs downstairs unit. And I'm going to tell you that I had some people come and get like my whole downstairs is pretty much 90% clear, besides some odds and ends that need to go I'm waiting for the junk people to come to get rid of stuff. But my refrigerator is gone. And I just bought this refrigerator like a year ago. Speaking of your things meaning something about you, this was the first time ever in my life, all of 50 years, I had ever had a nice, beautiful refrigerator. Ever in my life, had the kind of refrigerator that I want, which is the double door at the top with a French, the bottom freezer. It was a GE, and it wasn't the most expensive refrigerator. I paid $1,500 for it. But when I found out that I was not able to take my things with me, and I'll tell you why, I was heartbroken. Because I had just gotten a slice of something that had always been like a dream of mine. I had just bought a brand new, washing machine. GE front load. Never had a front loading washing machine in my life. First time ever. And bought that a year ago too. So for a year I had these luxuries and now they're gone. I don't have them anymore. I don't own them anymore. And the reason why is because let's keep it real, let's make it plain. I could not afford to take any of this stuff with me. The quotes that I was getting to get my stuff, my nice stuff out to there, to Arkansas, was probably close to $7,000. I don't have that kind of money. Okay, I did not have that kind of money. I don't have that kind of money right now. It is so expensive to live in California, which is one of the reasons why I am moving. I have debt that I'm trying to pay off and different things. I don't have $7,000. So that is why I have to and had to get rid of everything. And, you know, at first, I felt a little shame in that reality that I didn't have the money or the support to be able to get my things out there, especially as I'm a single woman. I'm doing everything by myself, like financially and all those things. So I didn't have the support or the means to get my stuff out there. And I felt guilty about that or shame behind that for a minute, because again, it's just like, here we go. This cycle of scarcity, this cycle of poverty, this cycle of being broke, this cycle of not having the money that you need to do the things you want to do. Like that also is in the DNA of, I don't know about my entire family because I don't really have access to my entire family. And that's probably a conversation for another time. But that's definitely in the DNA, the legacy, the history of my direct immediate family. That's definitely in the DNA of my immediate family. Always broke, always needing some financial something, you know, for one reason or another. And so not being able to get my things out there initially, I was grieving that too. That was a part of this journey, me grieving the fact that I couldn't take the things that brought me a sense of comfort, that brought me a sense of peace, like my bed. Finally got the bed of my dreams over the last 5 years or whatever, or whenever I got this. And it's the perfect bed for me. I can't take that with me. My daughter's bed, we're not taking that. Like her dresser, I've already gotten rid of my dresser. Can't take that stuff. So when I tell you that I am going to Arkansas and this is a new chapter, a new journey, a new adventure, I am going to be brand new. I literally mean that. I am going to be brand new. I am going out there with almost nothing. Nothing. Because I don't have the means. Okay? Maybe it sounds fancy, brown girl self-care. I don't know what people think, but it's no, no, at least not yet. No, that's just not. Yeah, no, the money's not moneying like that. The money, you know, I'm able to make obviously income, but the money's not moneying like that yet. And this is a labor of love for me. So in any case, this is still a good thing. You know I talked about just being able to release and how hard that is. But if you're like me, and this year or in the next few years is an invitation because that's what this is. It is an invitation to bring renewal into your life, to start over. How many of us say we want to start over? I am literally starting my life over, starting the next chapter of my life, okay? But it's an invitation to really be intentional about what you allow back into your life. And not even just the physical things. I'm talking about the spiritual things too. But it's really an invitation. It's going to be an invitation for those of us that are going to be shifting into these new chapters of our lives. Either you're moving, new job, whatever. There's going to be some things that are going to be about renewal and blank slates and starting over for a lot of us these next few years. And again, it to me is like an invitation to just be very intentional. It's an invitation for me to be brand new. I can be brand new. And it's not like you need permission to be brand new, but sometimes we just get so ingrained, or like our habits and rhythms, they're just, you know, they're called habits and rhythms for a reason. We get so stuck in that, or we have people in our lives that just will not allow us to start over, start fresh, wipe the slate clean, be a different person, show up differently, vibe differently, elevate, bloom, grow. And so when I say that you will need to make a choice after or while you are grieving the things that you are letting go of, and that part is okay, you also have the responsibility of accepting that invitation the way that you want to do. And being intentional about what you will reintroduce or reallow into your space, into your life, into your environment, into your circle. This year is going to be, these next few years are going to be about, you know, there's going to be a tearing down of villages and community and a rebuilding of village and community. So this is really a good time. As much as it's hard to let go and release, sometimes, a lot of times, things just come to its natural end. And we don't have to fight that necessarily. We just have to say, this is a part of life. This does happen. Sometimes we have these really long stretches. Like I've lived in this apartment, or it's not a, in this townhome, for like over a decade, probably more like 13, 14 years. So sometimes we will have these long stretches where we get really comfortable, or you're at that job for 5 years or 10 years. We get real comfortable and we set ourselves up in a way where we're living our life and we're flowing and everything's great. Not really realizing that changes can happen and change is necessary, and it is going to happen at some point. Like nothing stays the same forever. So it could be 14 years like me living here, or 13 years, however long. It can be 3 years, right? Like nothing stays the same. It's just that we get comfortable and we just really get rooted in our lives. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all. Who doesn't want to be rooted? We all got to be rooted in something and rooted somewhere. But I guess I'm saying, like, look at this newness as an opportunity, or look at this as an opportunity to kind of like start all over again. Wipe the slate clean. Start thinking new thoughts. Start being intentional with the people that will be around you. Start being intentional about the things that you bring into your home piece by piece versus mindlessly spending. That's something that I am really going to be intentional about. And I ain't got to be too intentional immediately because I don't have the funds to buy a bunch of new furniture right now. And that, so it is what it is. I'll probably be able to get like a bed or a mattress and, you know, maybe a couch. Luckily, the place has a washer and dryer already, and it has, what does it have? It has a refrigerator. That was another reason why I didn't need my fridge and washer and dryer, even though I just bought these things like a year ago. But, you know, I'm going to be very intentional just about what is around me, you know, spiritually that I can't see with my eyes. And by that, I mean just my thoughts, people that are in my circle, you know, my vibe, that kind of thing, but also physically too. I'm not in a rush to just fill up the space. I'm okay with being uncomfortable for a little while. And that's another thing. Like some of us, we're so rooted that we have that fear of being uncomfortable because we know that there's some growth in that discomfort and we don't really want to deal with that. So yeah, there's just a lot going on here. But that's basically the update. Again, by the time you hear this episode, I will be moving this week. And we're going to be taking it on the road. We're going to be driving from point A to point B. So again, California to Arkansas. I think I don't have the information in front of me, but I feel like it's 1,700 miles, but don't quote me on that. I can't remember. I think it's 1,700 miles. So it'll be a few days and we're going to be sleeping in the car. And, you know, that's just what it is. We're going to make the best of it. I keep saying we. I don't know if I mentioned, but it's me and my adult daughter. And yeah, it's going to be a little uncomfortable, but I realize that it's for the greater good. I realize that this is my ticket to the type of freedom that I desire and I've been talking about for the last few years, the type of liberation that I've been talking about for the last few years, the type of joy I've been talking about for the last few years. And I'm really excited about that. So again, yeah, on one hand, a lot of releasing and letting go of old things and I guess unplanting myself. But on the other hand, I have the opportunity to plant myself in a new space that is going to just be a garden for my spirit. And I'm so looking forward to that. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up, but I did want to give you that tea. A couple of things. I know that I mentioned that I was going to do a podcast class. I'm still going to do a podcast class. If you have not signed up for the newsletter yet, go to browngirlselfcare.com. There's a space where you can put your email address. I'm going to have the podcast. Can't even talk. I am going to have the podcast 101 at the end of February for sure. Now, I don't know what table I'm going to be recording or are we going to be talking from. I don't even know if I'm going to have a table at the end of February. I don't know. Everything is up in the air right now. So please pray for your girl. Okay. But I will be hosting it at the end of February. And for those of you that want some one-on-one time with me to go over any specific questions you have about starting your podcast, or if you've already started and you've got some questions about just practices or things that I do, you can have one-on-one time for me. And I can just tell you now that that will be available to members of my Substack, paying members of my Substack. So more to come on that. But yeah, girl. That's all I can think of. Please just pray for me, my little tiny family of me and my daughter, that we get to Arkansas safely. If you have any words of encouragement, feel free to shoot me an email at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. And I think for now, that's literally it. So I will end this here. Definitely much, much more to say about what's going on, but you know, we'll get to that when I come back to the podcast. So that's it for now. I think there'll be a replay for the next couple of weeks, but I'm getting back into my podcasting rhythm. Just wanted to let you know that. So rest assured, the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast will be back very, very soon. All right. All right. So that's it for this week's episode, girl. I hope you have a blessed and abundant week. And I will talk with you very, very soon.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.